I really do feel like Cinderella with my bling.
It's amazing how a little costume jewelry can coax a smile in a dark time.
I am a breast cancer patient.
Gail Cushing was blinged on her first day of chemotherapy. A nurse gave her something sparkly to wear, courtesy of Ferdinand Jewelers in New Providence.
And then there were days I would be sitting on my couch and laying on my couch and feeling really horrible, sick to my stomach and being bald and not feeling good and not myself. And I'd just go and put my earrings on and sit on the couch in my pajamas and my earrings. And just my little earrings would make me feel just a teeny, teeny bit better.
She came to the jewelry store to thank Christine and Bill Ferdinand and was blinged again. It gave her the boost she needed to take off her wig in public for the first time.
Do you want to see with my bald head?
Woohoo!
Oh, they show off so much better, don't they?
Christine Ferdinand.
The color in their face turns. It's like filling a glass up with a different color of fluid, and it just gets pinker from the bottom up, 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 up.
In 3 years, Operation Bling has delivered jewelry to nearly 7,000 cancer patients, men, women, and children, at 13 hospitals across New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and New York City. Bill and Christine keep on raising funds.
I want to be able to bling everyone every day, and we'd love to be nationwide.
My wife says she wants to bling one every day. I want to bling one every hour.
In New Providence, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.
I should just take my wig off and wear my bald head with my bling.
And so she did, right there in the middle of Ferdinand Jewelers in New Providence. Breast cancer patient Gail Cushing whipped off her wig for the very first time in public and flashed a smile and her bling, the costume jewelry she received from Operation Bling.
I was blinged my first day of chemotherapy, and I was scared going into that first chemotherapy treatment. It made me feel so good. It made me feel a little strong. It made me feel special. It made me feel really special. And it made me not think about all this stuff that was going into my body. And then I looked around because they blinged all the women there. Mm-hmm. And I saw the look that was on my face was on all of their faces.
Tears flowed as Cushing hugged Operation Bling founders Bill and Christine Ferdinand.
I think it gives them a Cinderella moment in the thick of this journey. And the response is they're so touched by the gesture that a stranger would care to make sure that they're feeling good that day and bring them a smile.
In 3 years, Operation Bling has spread to 13 hospitals in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and New York, bringing a little sparkle, cupric zirconia and sterling silver jewelry, to nearly 7,000 cancer patients, men, women, and children. Bill Ferdinand.
Things are hard in the world as it is, and we're all going through hard times, but they have that plus what they're going through.
Fundraising continues.
I'd love just someone to say, here, take this ton of money and bling everyone you can with it.
In New Providence, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.